Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I did not sleep well last night at all. I think I watched about 10 Two and a Half Men reruns. The old ones with Charlie Sheen and John Cryer and the kid. Hilarious. But I for whatever reason, I'd fall asleep an hour later, wake up. So you know it's going to be a long day when a 16-ounce sugar-free Red Bull, you're falling asleep while you're drinking it. So I switched over to Black Rifle Coffee, and I've got the calf version, which is double the caffeine. And let me tell you something. It's working. Hold on one second. I don't know how much caffeine is in that, but I had to go to the doctor earlier today, and my blood pressure was up, and I know it had something to do with that. I'm hopeful anyway. Welcome to the program. I got a good one lined up for you. We're going to start with something really stupid from Congressman Eric Swalwell, and I'm going to let the man who wrote the column talk about it. That's the great Dave Workman, who is on the line with us right now from the beautiful Bellevue, Washington offices of the Second Amendment Foundation, and it is beautiful out there. Dave Workman, how are you, brother?
You're right. It's beautiful out here, and it's going to get beautifuler later in the week.
And stay that way for many months to come. You're in for some gorgeous weather at that time of year in that beautiful area of the country. My gosh. So I have to tell you, I'm jealous of that. I love it out there. It's so pretty at this time of year. All right, Dave, welcome to the program. Have you been on since the National Rifle Association?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So we'll kind of cover some ground about that in a minute. But first, I want to talk about this Swalwell slammed over constitutional gaffe. This is absolutely hilarious, and I can't believe I missed this last week, or I'd have been all over it and called you and said, come on and tell us about this. This is funny. What did he do?
Well, as is typical for people who are running for president and they're trying to get some ink in the headlines, he sent out a tweet to a guy named Sean Davis, or at least he sent out a tweet, and a man named Sean Davis replied. The tweet from Swalwell, which is pandering, I think, to it's gender pandering. He says, do you know how many times the word woman is mentioned in the Constitution? Question mark. Zero. That is unacceptable. Women must be equally represented and equally protected. And then this fellow Sean Davis tweets him back. Do you know how many times the word man is mentioned in the Constitution? Zero. There's dumb, and then there's can't read or use control plus F before tweeting dumb. You know, we all know Mr. Swalwell, the congressman from California, as the guy who said that if gun owners decide they don't want to turn in their firearms, we could nuke them.
Right.
So he is one of 23, or maybe it's 24 now, at least 22 Democrats who are scrambling to become the nominee, and all of them, except maybe for Bernie and Joe, are begging for any kind of attention they can get from the media. And as a result, you get stupid stuff like this. He's not the only gaffmeister that's been busy in the last couple of days, though, if you've been reading my stuff.
Go ahead.
Our good friend... Yeah, our good friend. You know our good friend.
I'm having a tough time getting through this. I knew you were going to go in this direction when I asked you about Swalwell, because I do read your stuff. So go ahead. This is hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. Just take a listen to this.
Well, there's this other guy named Cory Booker. And God. You know, I don't know how somebody can fit their foot in their mouth all the way up to their hip, but this guy just did. He announced on Monday his gun control agenda, and your friend and mine, Alan Gottlieb, took one look at this and fired off a public statement that said this is demagoguery on steroids.
Yeah.
Booker has put together a gun control agenda that literally grabs everything from the gun prohibition lobbying agenda and throws it all at the wall just to see what sticks. He wants to require gun owners, every gun owner in the United States, to have a license that is renewable every 5 years. In so doing, it occurs to me Booker must have slept through civics when he was in high school, because you can't do that to a constitutionally protected right. It just doesn't work. He wants to ban so-called assault weapons. He wants to ban so-called high-capacity magazines. And just on and on with all kinds of stuff in this agenda. And that was his attempt to get some ink. And he certainly got a lot of attention. I mean, the thing just raced all over social media. The Swalwell piece I wrote was for Liberty Park Press. My discussion of Booker's bombast was over at Conservative Firing Line, and between the two of those guys, they're making me famous. All I got to do is sit back at a keyboard and type.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable, and it's really fun to read. I've been spending a lot of time this week talking about Swalwell and Booker, and when I do each day, something each one of them says something. Since we're talking about famouser and things like that, they make stupider comments each and every day. And I mentioned yesterday that they're just simply proving me right again when I said months ago, when the lefties began coming out and wanting to run, well, I think you said 22. I think we're up to 1,207 or something like that now. Better run. I've lost count. I lost count at 1,100 or something. It's crazy. But the fact is, I was right when I said they were going to try to out-left each other. And in this case, Booker and Swalwell are taking left jabs and left hooks at each other, using gun control to do so. Booker comes up with something, Swalwell comes up with another stupid tweet. And Gottlieb's release from the CCRKBA, an organization that you and I are intimately familiar with, nailed it. And then I saw something yesterday about, imagine if we were doing that to the First Amendment or to any other right, protected right, or to our Fourth Amendment rights, that it's okay to allow government control of all of these aspects of our lives. And what I found out yesterday, and I forget who wrote the piece, I should have pulled it up for today's program, but I didn't, and it mentioned that the individuals who are out-lefting each other on gun control, their numbers are continuing to dive in the polls as far as the nomination for the left. And that's not surprising to me. What about you?
Well, I vaguely remember that, and the premise, I think, is correct. Gun control outside of, say, California and Washington and New Jersey and New York and maybe even Maryland, gun control has become toxic once again. And I say that in the aftermath of that horrible tragedy yesterday in Colorado, where the two high school students walked in and opened fire and actually killed one incredibly heroic 18-year-old kid who lunged at one of the shooters to disarm him. Well, he was fatally wounded, but in doing that, he bought time, I guess, with his life for his fellow students to dive for cover, maybe escape out the door. There were three other students that took down one of these guys and held them all for the police. Now, the police have both of these suspects in custody, and we're going to let justice take its course, but gun control is kind of a bad idea, except for a handful of states where the anti-gunners have a big bankroll, local organizations that push initiatives or buy politicians. Elsewhere around the country, it's still kind of a non-starter, and I think we can see that by how far these guys, Swalwell and Booker particularly, right, are trailing in the polling. Of course, I tell you what, nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to outshine Washington State's Governor Jay, we have the best weed in the world, Inslee. He's running at 0.3% right now, according to some of the polling I've read. And I think the only person behind him is that little old lady from Pasadena who's car broke down, but he's running on a global warming or a climate change agenda. And, you know, right now in Washington State, that's kind of a big yawn because the climate did change. We went from rain last week to we got 80-degree weather coming up.
You know, so. Thomas the Train is going to pull higher than that lunatic, but he's Thomas the Train. Here's the thing. We're getting ready to take a break. I want to go after three things that you talked about. Not go after. I want to discuss them with you because they're actually on my sheet. That's why I love having you on here. They're on my sheet here to cover with you, and you mentioned all of them in those statements, and I want to go there with you. I want to talk about Colorado, and I want to talk with you a little bit about what you think is going to happen after we're seeing that polling, and maybe talk about Biden in there and how this is going to manifest itself. Back with Dave Workman right after this. Attention, gun lover. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new free gun? And not just any gun, an AR-15 for free. If you answered yes, and you'd be crazy not to, then you're in luck. Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to make your dream a reality. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222 right now to find out more. Look, the USCCA is an organization that helps educate, train, and legally protect Americans like you and me. That's why they're giving away not one, not two, but 10 chances to win $1,000 for a brand new AR. Does this sound like something you'd want? I know I would, but you need to hurry because this offer ends Friday, May 24th. So text the word ARMED to 87222 and lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on this one. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Simple, quick, 100% free and painless. A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrived. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrived, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com. Hey there, gun lovers. Want to celebrate freedom at the number one destination for American gun owners? Just text EXPO to the number 87222 now for advanced tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through the 19th. You'll get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, and much, much more. But hurry, don't miss your limited-time discount and free Armed American t-shirt. Text the word EXPO to the number 87222 now. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. As I sit here today and talk with Dave Workman and with you about this nutty stuff that we're seeing from the other side, and it is truly nutty stuff, I want to let you know what I'm seeing on my screen on one of the monitors on the wall here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense and Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios. And that is a push by New York Democrats to allow the seating of convicted felons on juries. Dave, never in my lifetime did I think we would see anything so... There's nothing radical enough that they're coming out with one right after the other. My prediction when I see stuff like this is, as we were talking about, Booker and Swalwell doing this outlefting each other, using gun control to do it, by the time we get close to a candidate, imagine what these debates on the left are going to look like, you know, because we now have, what's her name, calling for, or not, she's not running, of course, Shannon Watts, but they're all embracing it, eliminating all centerfire rifle cartridges. You know, so it's, we're going to see crazier and crazier and crazier stuff from those we expect who are down in the polls, who believe that the bubble of gun control that they're living in the states like California or New York or New Jersey, where both Swalwell and Booker are from, heavily Democratic, heavily blue, obviously heavily gun-controlled states. They live inside this little bubble. The media gives them positive coverage. They think they're saying that and doing the right things. Meanwhile, nationally, their polling's in the toilet, which leads me to Biden. Uncle Joe is no rookie in this game. Uncle Joe's been around the block. He knows how to play this game. He's also been chastised with the whole buy a shotgun thing. I have a feeling, and you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong, that Joe Biden will run dead center on this gun control issue and will try to come off as a moderate and a gun owner and try to stave off some of this crazier lunatic stuff like Booker and Swalwell in order to appeal to more moderate gun-owning Democrats, because Biden knows there's many of them out there. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, he might, and he is very good at it. He's been around for decades. He knows how to stroke the right keys and appeal to the Larry Lunch Bucket types who traditionally vote for Democrats. I think the advantage he has, if you can call it that, is that he does own a shotgun or two, I understand, and so he can say, yeah, I'm a gun owner, I believe in this, I believe in that, you know, and I think we need common sense, blah, blah, blah. But that could also become a disadvantage, because after that incredibly stupid faux pas he did during the interview here about 5-6 years ago when he told that young lady, hey, you know, buy a shotgun,
right,
get a double barrel shotgun, just walk out on your deck and fire
shoot
a couple of rounds in the air to scare off burglars. First and foremost, that defense doesn't work, at least in the courts here in Washington State, because a guy did that, right, and he got convicted for it. It is the illegal discharge of a firearm, and in some places, I think, including where Joe Biden lives, it might even be a felony.
Right.
But to counsel people to do that sort of stupidity is going to get him in trouble. I mean, we all know Joe Biden's track record. He is the king of the gaffe. And I think for way too long, people have just kind of sloughed it off and say, yeah, well, that's Uncle Joe. You know, we kind of tolerate him, and every once in a while he says something stupid. Now, you get him and Donald Trump into a debate together. For God's sakes, take their tweet machines away from them.
Right, right.
It could be a real colorful evening. But, Joe, he's running ahead of the pack right now. A year from now, when we're getting right down to push comes to shove, and there have been a lot of candidates who've fallen by the wayside, he may not be running ahead of the pack. You know, a year is an eternity in presidential politics. So much can happen over the next 12 months. And, you know, we don't know what lies over the horizon. But if these guys continue with the rhetoric that they've been pushing out there about all things farther left are good, by this time next year, you might see a whole nation turning Republican. I don't know.
No, that's a very good point. Here's why I say that. Because media coverage purporting to tell us that the nation is progressive and that the Democrat Party itself is so far left is not necessarily accurate because the media says that. Proof positive, who's in the White House?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a storyline that this is a narrative that's being driven by the propagandists in the media who happen to be far left progressives that are driving this narrative. But that doesn't necessarily sit true with, as you said, Larry Lunchbucket types. So we're going to see just how far left the party is as the campaign, as we start getting through 3, 4, 5, 6 debates and the primaries, and people begin to drop out, and the stage becomes less crowded. We're going to begin to see the progressive wing of that party, the far left radical, which appears right now to have taken a great grasp of the Democrat machine. We're going to see just in fact, how powerful they really truly are, and if the party is going to swing as we get closer to the election more towards the middle, which I believe they're going to have to do. Otherwise, they don't stand a chance. They start... You know, if they think they're going to continue to out left and radically destroy the Constitution, and that's going to be a winning combination, they're going to be sadly mistaken. I'm not predicting that. So I just simply say this is what I believe we're going to see unfold. I don't have the answer to it, but I believe that there are some indicators. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, there's that's certainly one scenario that I wouldn't completely diss because when people are tripping over each other to run farther to the left to appeal to really what amounts to maybe a base, a liberal base, but they don't represent the entire Democratic Party. You know, thank all the gods in heaven for that. But they do represent, I think, the vocal.
That's the word.
The vocal and activist part of the Democratic Party. And I guess, fortunately for the rest of us, they can't outvote us. I think that could possibly be for the way it plays out in November 2020. I've never thought Donald Trump was the perfect candidate, but he's the guy who has turned the beltway on its ear because he is actually deep. As many of his campaign promises as he could, and there's no small victory in all of that.
No, there's not. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to take you to California and to Colorado. But you're right. The takeaway phrase you used was the vocal part of the Democrat. They're very loud. They're very vocal. They're getting a lot of airplay right now. But is that the actual base? It would seem to be, if you believe all the media coverage. However, who's the president right now? We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back," and then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm going to go right back to Dave Workman. So little time, so much to talk about. Let's go right back to Dave Workman. You know Dave Workman from the Conservative Firing Line. You know him from Liberty Park Press. You know him from contributing to this broadcast. You know him from working with the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Guns Magazine, and other places. You just know who he is. Dave Workman, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's always nice to be here. It beats being in a hospital or laying in a ditch someplace.
I certainly hope so. But no, I don't want to join you today on the radio, Mark. I'd rather be in the hospital. I hope that's not what anybody says. Dave, let's go to California briefly. I want to stay on the left coast for just a little bit.
Sure.
California, we've been talking a little bit about over the last few weeks about, you know, ERPOs, extreme risk protection orders, otherwise known by the liberal progressive media as red flag laws, being pushed by some Republicans, by the way. Yesterday, Guns.com was reporting a California advances bill to allow bosses and coworkers to file gun seizure orders now. That also in that includes, for example, counselors at schools and others who have no business being able to literally, by simply making a comment, having a home essentially swatted legally and have a man's or woman's rights and firearms and tools taken from them over something they knew nothing about because they didn't even have a chance to respond. Now, to me, that's very dubious. And I know why California's doing it. They want to be able to expand the amount of people who can make those accusations, which creates more red flag laws, which gets more guns out of homes that California doesn't want having them. You want to tackle this for just a minute and tell me what you think about that?
Well, let's just ignore the fact that, you know, we're talking about California. Let's just talk about the concept of the red flag law. And I know that you've chatted with Alan Gottlieb about this, and I know you've talked to other people about this, too. Because my beat is firearms, I talk to people. I read the social media constantly throughout the day. I trade emails. And I think I've got a pretty good pulse on what the gun community thinks. And the major concern is the lack of due process that appears in many, if not most, of these proposals, because you're right. We're getting to the point where it's almost like we've got everybody as volunteer secret police trying to rat out every gun owner they can. And I think the ultimate goal here is to disqualify, as you said, as many people as possible from being able to own firearms. And these red flag laws should be alarming to everybody, especially the ACLU, because you're presumed guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And only after your firearms are seized, at least the way I see the way these laws are being proposed, only after the fact do you get to have a hearing before a judge to say, hey, you know, wait a minute, what am I even doing here? I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't behaved badly. I haven't been shooting out traffic lights. I haven't tried to commit suicide. I'm not a threat to the community. And you know how desperate that sounds. The wrong judge will say, well, sorry, we've got a catch-22 thing here. You're claiming to be sane, so we know you're crazy. Judges wield a lot of power, and some judges just don't like firearms either. They don't support the Heller or McDonald rulings by the Supreme Court. They try to avoid them. They dance around them. I think the focus doesn't necessarily have to be on California. It has to be on the fact that people want to bypass due process when they're going after somebody's guns. Now, granted, and I've said this before on the program here, nobody that I know of wants a genuinely crazy person to have a gun. That's playing with fire and matches all at the same time. Being able to accuse somebody and have an ex parte hearing where that individual isn't even present and say, Joe over there, my neighbor, he's crazy. He talks to himself or blah, 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 blah. And he's got a house full of guns. And you send a bunch of cops over there to grab his firearms, and then and only then does he get an opportunity to defend himself. That's not the American justice system that I grew up believing in.
No, it's upside down. In fact, it turns it on its head. I want to dig just even a little bit deeper here. AB 61. Now, California adopted a quote-unquote ERPO red flag law back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And it's been used between 2016 and 2018 614 times. Now, what that current law does in California is allows for seizure of firearms for up to 21 days, quoting now, from an otherwise legal gun owner who is believed to pose a significant danger. By who? That's the key. Who believes it is that person is a significant danger? That's the key. Now, the initial order in California can be extended for as long as a year mm-hmm. if it's deemed the situation warrants it. The new bill, AB 61, and it's going to pass. It's California. They've got complete, massive control of both houses. It's going to pass. Their governor's a lunatic, and he will sign it. This expands those, because right now it's only law enforcement and immediate family that can make those claims. Mm-hmm. Right now, AB 61 would expand that to include school employees, such as guidance counselors, as I mentioned, and teachers, as well as employers and coworkers. Now, I don't think we'd ever see a situation where a coworker who got passed over for a promotion would want to hate your guts because his future is now not what he thinks it's going to be after he spent 19 years at that facility that might want to see you buried. That person would never make a false accusation, nor would we have a false accusation from an ex-spouse or a estranged spouse. And even worse, I've said this before, Dave, and I want your opinion on this. I have two kids in school. You've met my kids. I've got one, a sophomore in high school, and I've got one getting ready to go into ninth grade next year. None of their teachers have ever been to my home. None of them know what goes on here. So they would literally have to take the word of a child in order to make us, and we all know how kids can be from time to time. I hate my dad. Why? Because I took their car away because they lied to me? Now I've got the kids saying these things, and a teacher says, because the kid says he's a gun owner? These are extremely dangerous. Please tell me I'm not by myself in that thought.
Well, no, you're not by yourself. There are a lot of people that have the same concerns that you do. The angry neighbor, for example, or the ex-spouse, as you brought up, or some fellow worker, or just anybody that you've been in contact with who just really has it in for you. Under that kind of a scenario that you've just described, yeah, it's dangerous, not just to the individual, but I think it's dangerous to the concept of justice.
It turns it on its head. Dave, I'm sorry to have to stop you there. We've got one more segment. I want to come back to that concept of justice. That's where we'll go when we come back in this final segment with you, the concept of justice. It's extremely important. And I'll tell you what I would like to see any judge say at any of these hearings, even with the laws written the way they're written today, that turn our concept of justice on its head. A legitimate, real judge could make one statement and make it a whole lot better. We'll explain it when we get back. We'll wrap up with Dave Workman right after this. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Quickly, before I go right back to that concept of justice with Dave Workman, I want to let you know that the USCCA is giving away 10 chances to win $1,000 for a new AR-15, and it's real simple to participate. Simply text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222 right now. Get this. That will give you 10 chances to win $1,000 for a brand new AR-15. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. 10 free chances. Don't forget to do it. Why? Because it ends on the 24th of May. So make sure to head over to text ARMED. Head over ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, with your thumbs, to 87222 and get your 10 chances to win that $1,000 to purchase that AR of your dreams. Dave Workman, the concept of justice that you said as we were going into the break, I want you to continue with, because to me, the very nature of the red flag law turns our concept of justice upside down. And with when our concept of justice, which is such an important phrase, gets turned upside down, we lose our country as we know it. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's certainly an argument there. And, you know, we have a great history in this country of being probably the lousiest form of government except for all the other forms of government. And I guess maybe there's a romantic side of me. I like to think that most of us, no matter what political party we're in, we try to do the right thing. But the adoption of these red flag laws without guaranteed due process without protections for the rights of the accused. Those are really troubling for me. And what's troubling even more is that we don't see some of these civil liberties organizations jumping out there and saying, hey, wait a minute here. You know, we do have a constitution in this country, and it has been working pretty good. And so there is that problem. And I think the level of discomfort is because they're singling out a cornerstone of the Bill of Rights to erode it. And we're talking about the Second Amendment. We're bringing this right back to gun rights and the Second Amendment. This isn't about taking away somebody's free speech rights. This isn't about not allowing them to vote or any of that other stuff or denying them counsel. This is about marching into somebody's home, taking their property on what might be a specious charge made by some angry sibling or some neighbor or, whatever. And the more we allow this and expand the scope of these things that might allow somebody that you hardly know, but who doesn't like the fact that people own guns, that just throws the door open for all sorts of abuse. And I guess that's what is alarming to a lot of the people that I read their concerns on social media every day. I hear from them. They're my readers. That's what alarms people. And, maybe we ought to slow down and cool the jets off a little bit.
Yeah, but how? Here's what I'll say about the judge. Then I'm going to move to Colorado quickly. A judge can throw cold water on this immediately. Even no matter how the law is written, because judges, as you say, wield great power and they have great leeway. And a judge can say this, sir or ma'am, I take your concern seriously, and it appears to be a great concern. And I think what we want to do, because it is so important to make sure that we get this right, let's bring Rob in here and talk with him, and let's hear from him.
Yeah.
Boom. That's it.
Yeah.
Bring him in. Talk to him. Make a decision with him. And you can do that the way the laws are currently written that don't require that. But a stand-up judge would do that. But the problem is, as you said, we have judges who bring their political agendas, their biases, their prejudices, their human beings, their hatreds, and their faults and weaknesses as human beings to the bench as well. But I think you wanted to comment on that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, but what you just described certainly satisfies the due process concern of anybody that I know. You have an opportunity. You have the right to confront your accuser, and that is supposed to happen before the court makes some kind of ruling on whether or not you can have a firearm or whether or not you ought to be incarcerated, all that stuff. You need to be there in the room, and without that, I don't think you satisfy the due process requirements.
Now, you're third world kangaroo court at that point. Now, I've gotten a number of emails from people who said, Mark, I understand where you're going with that. However, understand this, that even under those conditions, a judge more than likely will decide to err on the side of caution, not knowing whether the charge is bogus or not. Now, again, you're putting the burden on the individual who the accusation has been made against to have to prove that this individual is, in fact, making a false accusation. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I have the answer to this other than we should not be putting red flag laws in place, period. And I'll tell you why and prove it. Then we can move to Colorado because they haven't stopped one crime and they're not gonna. That's why. They don't work. As A.W.R. Hawkins has pointed out time after time after time, as we see in California, they didn't stop anything and they're not going to. They're certainly not going to stop any gang-related banging shootings in Chicago or St. Louis or any other Democrat-controlled, by the way, big, decaying urban area with a crime problem. Hey, Dave, Colorado, quickly. We've got such a terrible problem in this country. When I look and see our youth doing what we saw in Colorado again, you can look at some of these factors. We're not going to be able to solve this problem in a minute and a half, but I'm going to give you the time to at least take it away until I have to stop you for the break. My gosh, you've got transgender, bullying, gamers, social media involved, and two kids not old enough to have the tools that they had, which were already 100% gun controlled, and the left is screaming for more. Take it away.
Well, yeah, all this shows me, and I wrote about it today at one of the sites that I write for. This is a failure of a gun-free zone. One more failure of a gun-free zone, and yet on the left, they're screaming, guns, 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 we got to do something about guns. Well, you know, that's too bad, because the gun didn't commit the crime down there. It's the two individuals, the suspects, who are now in custody. They're accused of committing the crime. And where's the focus on these two individuals? It's not there. It's just guns, guns, guns. We got to get away from guns. We've got to stop this fascination, this devotion to guns. Well, no, that's not really what's going on here. We've got two individuals who allegedly committed a horrible crime. Justice, here's that word again, justice needs to run its course on this. And the tool, whether they'd have gone in there and stabbed somebody to death, or tried to use a pipe bomb or anything, you know, any way that you kill somebody, they're just as dead as if you shot them. Don't focus on the tool. Focus on the fool.
Interestingly, Dave, yeah. they weren't old enough to have a handgun under Colorado law or under federal law. They're not allowed to have a gun anyway. Yet again, another failure of a man-made law. We're not going to fix the problem with more man-made laws. We've got issues in this country that we have to fix, and a lot of them I can take right back and circle them right back to this progressivism, this everything's okay and it's not okay. Dave, I love you, man. Thank you for jumping on with me today. It's always fun to talk with you. We'll do it again real soon. Dave Workman, just check him out. Just look him up. Dave Workman. Look him up on Twitter. Look him up everywhere. Dave Workman, W-O-R-K-M-A-N. Thank you, Dave, for being here and for everything that you do. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never be that disarmed, unarmed cave person by choice, please. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.